This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present my findings from the world of the uncanny. Several weeks ago, I received a letter from a Jack Garrison in Adams, Tennessee. Mr. Garrison recently relocated to the area with his family after inheriting a large homestead. Since settling in, however, he claims that he and his family have experienced a series of bizarre phenomena. With this in mind, I will now share with you an excerpt from the letter. Doctor, though I am not acquainted with your work personally, I implore you to aid my family. We are plagued by constant unrest, sounds and voices in the night. I knew of the tales associated with this property, but I thought them all fiction. I fear I was wrong. The tales Mr. Garrison makes reference to are a fairly common piece of American folklore. This record from nearly 150 years ago claims that a man named John Bell and his family were being haunted by a malicious spirit. The spirit terrorized the family for years, speaking to them during the day and violently attacking them at night. This continued for years. The spirit, who was said to have particularly hated John Bell, tortured him until the day he died. Those who attended his funeral claimed to have heard some sort of disembodied voice, singing church hymns and laughing mockingly. What is most intriguing about Jack Garrison's letter, however, is the fact that it was sent from Adams, Tennessee, a town previously known as Red River. It seems that Jack Garrison and his family may have inherited a piece of paranormal history. Given the similarities in the cases, I decided it best to schedule a visit.
Who are you?
Dr. Balthazar. I thought you would be expecting me. We spoke.
Oh. Of course. Must have slipped my mind. Forgive me. Jack Garrison.
Not a problem. Your letters mentioned sleep deprivation. Are you still not able to sleep?
Not more than an hour or so. My whole family is hurting from it, except for Elizabeth, but she's a bit young, you know.
I am sorry to hear that. You mention your family. What are their names?
Samantha, my wife. Andrew, my eldest. And Elizabeth, who I mentioned, is my youngest.
And have they all been experiencing similar events?
Yes, sir.
I am here to help you and your family, Jack. At least to do my best.
What do you suggest we do?
Well, I believe the best approach would be to interview each member of the family individually. Would that be all right with you?
I should think so. Would you like to come in, Doctor?
I thought it best to interview the family members separately. Typically, in cases of hauntings or paranormal disturbances, the victims tend to experience different events than one another. Most often, these cases are works of fiction created by desperate people seeking fame or fortune. However, in unique situations, a pattern emerges. I began my series of interviews with Andrew Garrison, the eldest son. Can you tell me how old you are?
I turn 15 in March.
Now, Andrew, can you think back on when you began having trouble sleeping?
About as soon as we moved in, I think.
When was that, specifically?
I think about 6 months. Yeah, we moved in November last year.
Have you seen anything strange on the property in that time?
Nothing strange. Though, There is a stray that I see wandering around sometimes.
A dog?
Yep. Must be a Labrador. I always wanted one, but Dad said we had enough mouths to feed. I see it following me around out in the fields. I tried to catch it once, but it bit me and ran out past the property line.
Was it a serious bite?
Oh, no, just a nip. I see it most every day, and sometimes at night, I catch it looking up at my window, just staring at me.
Has the dog ever been inside the house?
No, sir. I think it just knows I'm up there. I stare back, so I'm sure it sees me too.
Is the dog the reason you're having trouble sleeping? Andrew?
Most nights, I can hear it howling up at me. Sometimes, I can hear words too.
Is the dog speaking to you?
Yes, sir.
What does it say to you?
Doctor, will you promise not to tell my father?
There you are, Doctor. I hope it will suffice.
Of course. Thank you, Mrs. Garrison.
Samantha will do just fine.
Samantha, would you mind stating your age, please?
38.
How long have you lived in this house?
6 months.
And how long have you been married to your husband?
Nearly 16 years.
Your husband mentioned that you and the children have been having trouble sleeping.
Elizabeth sleeps most days. Andrew tells me he does, but I think he puts on a brave face. It has been troubling.
What does an average day in the home look like?
I like to try and stay positive, but most days we're just too fatigued to do much.
Indeed. Have you noticed anything strange around the property? Anything at all?
Some days, when I walk through the yard, I have liked to start watching the birds. I started seeing this large cardinal, or perhaps a blue jay, flying around the fences not long after we moved in. It is so lovely. When I spot it, it just makes my day.
I'm not sure why that is strange.
It happens at night. I hear the birds pecking at the window. It's just so loud. I wish they would stop.
Is this why you have had trouble sleeping?
Yes. I have tried everything, but every night they tap at the window. I find myself sleeping in hallways just to get away.
Are there any other sounds that disturb you?
No. No. It normally stops when I get out of bed. But if Jack can't sleep, neither can I.
Mr. Garrison, is it all right if I call you Jack? Can you state your age for me?
40.
And when did you first move onto the property?
November.
How long have you had trouble sleeping?
About a week or two after we got settled in. Since then, it's been like this.
Was there anything strange during that time that you remember?
When I told Samantha and the kids, they thought I was losing it. I suppose I thought I was too. I used to walk the property line every night with my rifle in hand. Thought it best to ward off any would-be intruders. One of these nights, I hear something rustling in the bushes nearby. When I caught a look at it, it looked like a dog, but it had feathers prying out of its skin. When I called out to it, it turned and I saw its face. It was a monster. A creature from hell itself.
that's when it started happening. I started hearing the voices at night talking to me, telling me horrible things.
What did it say?
It wanted me dead, Doctor. I don't know what it says, but it does. It whispers. I know it talks to them too. My wife. My children. They can't sleep either. But they won't tell me what it says. It wants me dead.
Jack, please, calm down.
You stay here, Doctor, and it will talk to you too. Please. For the sake of my family, stay here. Tell me what it says to you.
Elizabeth, if you would, has there been anything strange that you have seen since you moved here?
No. I met a new friend.
Where did you meet this friend?
By the fence.
What do you and your new friend like to do together?
We mostly sing songs.
Does your family know your new friend?
Mommy and Andrew. She thinks Daddy is a bad man.
Needless to say, there is still much to investigate and uncover from this case. I will say that given the severity of the matter at hand, I agreed to stay with the Garrison family that night in order to see for myself the horrors that haunted them. I am still reviewing the events I witnessed while staying at the Garrison house that evening. I will return next week with a conclusion to this investigation. As always, thank you for tuning in. Until then, goodbye and good night.